The Opinion Line. Cork's 96 FM.
Graham, good morning to you.
Hi, PJ.
Thanks for taking our call, Graham. People always say when we discuss something like this and when it appears in the paper, what kind of an idiot gets caught up in that sort of thing? But it can happen to anybody.
And with people addicted to their phones, and especially in lockdown, all that's happening here is on the odd occasion people are not using their common sense, and they are being taken advantage by criminals who are operating outside the EU and therefore beyond police reach. And it's the easiest thing in the world to do because they have all the time in the world. You can buy all of these criminal tools online. You can buy the databases, get all the fake phone numbers or real phone numbers. And it's really easy to do. And it just means that people have to be on their guard. If you're going to be on your device all day, use some common sense.
Because we all know that the Nigerian prince letter is a scam, and we all know that those don't answer that phone call that seems to be coming from some queer part of the world you've never heard of.
Yeah.
But it's when something comes up looking like an office number in Dublin.
Yeah. I actually sat down beside somebody at a meeting about a year ago, and it was the CEO of a firm. I won't say what type of firm, but he had just suffered a loss of £44,000 because somebody in his office who worked in the finance department, not a big company now, by the way, an everyday firm, and they had got an email that looked like being from him when he was out playing golf last summer, and without double checking, and somebody was tired, didn't use common sense, wanted to be helpful, and without checking, which they would normally do 20 times over, transferred 38,000 quid, or sorry, 44,000 quid. This happens every day of the week. People fall for this. Maybe they're tired, emotional, whatever, or had a drink, and they do something that they would never do fresh as a daisy first thing in the morning. And that's the difference. It's very important to think I might be a bit tired. Am I seeing this? If I look at it with fresh eyes in the morning, well, I wouldn't do this in a million years.
Yeah. Also, people being targeted, I think, through direct messages in their social media.
Yeah, and I'll tell listeners the truth if they think that when they hear me, oh, your man thinks he knows everything. I don't. My own son gave in to one of those, and he spent a very anxious afternoon. Now, PJ, to be honest, I let it run a wee bit so that he'd learn his lesson, because I knew damn well that he hadn't done enough to actually give up his details, but I used it as a useful lesson. He was with AIB, and he got one of those messages, and he got within, I would say, 5 seconds of releasing his password, and that would have been, but I knew he hadn't by what he had done and what he had said.
Yeah,
but he spent an anxious weekend learning his lesson.
I got two of those messages in the last week, and I just delete them. The message is always your bank will never contact you in this way.
But you're the great PJ Coogan. You'd never do that in a million years, you see. But the rest of us, we're not like you,
PJ. But this is the point that I'm making. And what I do is every time I delete one, I also photo it on my phone, and I circulated it to my various WhatsApp friend groups and say, get rid of this, is a scam. If you get this, delete it. But you're right, I'm in the lucky position where as part of my job I learn about these things. What they're depending on is not me, they're depending on the ordinary Joe Soap, who says, Christ, I better get onto the bank.
Yeah, that, and it's as they say in The Godfather, it's never personal, it's just numbers. They get millions of these numbers that are freely available on the dark side of the internet, and they try their luck, and they don't have to be successful with much more than a tenth of 1%. Yeah. And when they do get lucky, they make their money, but it's just a numbers game, and people do fall for it. And I mean, people fall for that silly email about, we've been watching you and you need to give us 1,000 quid in Bitcoin through the camera lens on your phone. I mean, that works very successfully too.
Yeah. The other one, is there a pattern to when there are big stories in the news, like say the GameStop shares there for the last month or so, do they target then for people who might want to think they can cash in on something like that?
I don't know if that's actually the case. I mean, it's more the case that these gangs are operating, and this is pretty much constant. I'm not sure it has peaks and troughs.
They don't choose
it's going on all of the time. Mm. These are industries. I mean, I've seen some of these businesses. There's a great website, which I won't mention now, but you can go onto it, and your man, Jim, has fantastic videos on it, and he's reverse-engineered webcams into these places. And they treat it like a regular business. When somebody scores a big hit, they ring the bell and they pay bonuses. It's like a financial firm, except obviously it's not inside Europe. These people treat crime as everyday business. They don't treat this internet crime as a crime itself. They look upon it as their success.
And I can almost see the comments starting to come in, Graham, and this is the bit I wanted to bring up with you. Like, what kind of a fool gets parted from their money that way?
Every day of the week, every type of fool, all of us, every day of the week, Garda superintendents and ministers of state and indeed ministers get done every day of the week, as we know. So don't think that because you're the smart lad or you think you're the smart lad that you won't fall to this. It doesn't matter what position you hold in life, you will be gotten by one of these eventually. Those are just the stats. You're much more likely to get done online than anywhere else. I mean, cybercrime now goes unreported because people don't want to deal with the embarrassment. I mean, the figures in the paper today in the Examiner are hugely understated.
Understated. Wow.
Hugely understated. I mean, PJ, you know, if a member of your family was taken for $4,000, let's say, are they really going to go down to the Garda station, although we all should?
Mm. But
it
then
is
again,
far
the
Garda, worse than it's been reported.
According to the Examiner, the Garda, they say, well, for an awful lot of the time, that money's gone and you ain't getting it back.
No, of course it's gone. It's never coming back. And the banks, by the way, they're not taking any great interest in trying to reverse this because they can't and they don't have the resources. They spend their time giving us warnings. The days of refund, and it's important people understand, are over. Those days, 4 or 5 years ago, when your mother lost 1,200 quid because she accidentally did, you will not get down. If you could find a branch to talk to anybody, and that would be a good thing to start with.
Right.
And they're hiding behind their phones, and they're not in the mood to reverse people's money back into their accounts anymore. If you lose it, it's gone.
Yeah, so let's bring it down to the text message that purports to come from AIB, we'll say Bank of Ireland, or you have the bank with it, and says, if you lose the contents of your account through one of those scams, the bank won't refund your money.
No, of course not. And they will equally say to you, we told you to put safety software on your machines and on your phone. You didn't. We warned you that this was happening. We've put it on our website. We've put it out on adverts. We've done everything possible to tell you to watch out. That you fell off your bicycle and you grazed your knee, that's to you.
Okay. Graham, thank you for your time. I know you're busy today. Thank you very much. That's Graham Mulhern from Be Secure Online.
Cork's 96 FM.